Coast 93.1. Good morning. Good morning. Blake and Eva show. Eva's complaining because I've been putting a hot compressor, a tea bag on my eye all morning. She's going, yeah, God, you keep doing that. Well, I'm trying to get rid of this dye. I'm sorry it's bothering you.
How's that working out? Let me see.
It feels better. I mean, it feels good when I do it, but it's not going to get healed in 10 minutes. It's from doing it all day. You got to do the hot compress.
Probably like a week.
No. If it lasts a week, you got to go to the doctor because it could, calcify.
Right, but I mean, haven't we been looking at this for at least 3 days?
Three, four days. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to be better about doing the hot compress. And of course, people are sending me all kinds of sty healing suggestions, including the most ridiculous one, which was urinate on your eye. Okay, no. I don't know what kind of cockamamie website you read that on, but it's the first urine of the day and then put that on your eye. Yeah, no, not doing that. Not doing that.
Yeah.
It is a helpful message, but it doesn't exactly give me a lot of hope. Dawn said, I had something happen to my eyelid in my 20s. I went to bed fine. I woke up looking like Quasimodo. That's what I've been calling myself. That's what I feel like. I locked myself in the bathroom and cried. My roommate heard me, knocked on the door, told me to open the door. She said, it can't be that bad. Well, I did. She screamed and ran down the hall yelling.
Oh, wow. It must have been really bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess they talked about even doing surgery. And she said, no, can I do the antibiotics and hot packs? And she said that worked.
Sound like she had a bad infection, though.
That was probably worse.
Right.
Yeah. She said, you won't even be grossed out when it drains because it will feel so good.
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
Right.
Then
keep your hands away from it.
I got a message from Caitlin, and she says, my grandmother said use a raw potato to get rid of styes.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder what's in there that does that.
But well, I don't know that it does do that. It could have just been something that grandma said, and it doesn't actually do anything.
Okay. I'm going to Google that.
Oh, because on the internet, it must be real.
I know, right?
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Well, see, you got your Halloween costume early.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry.
You know what? Come to think of it, maybe Quasimodo just had a desk job where he was leaning over a lot and a sty. Maybe he wasn't deformed at all. Maybe he just had a posture issue and a sty.
Oh, my God.
And here we stuck him up in the bell tower, and it turns out he was just working hard at his desk job and had a little eye infection. Poor Quasi. Should have known Caitlin's grandma. Put some potato on that eye.
Right.
What if I combine a hot compress and the potato? I put bake a potato, put a hot potato on there. What about that?
It's a hot potato under your rump.
Yeah, you know, for my eye. For my eye. Blake and Eva show, good morning. It's Coast 93.1.